Monday morning broadcast, JM and the AM, coming up at 9 o'clock right after JM and the AM. May Hear Me Lynn with Rabbi Benji Kramer. This is a segment that Rabbi Kramer continued after Mayor Weingarten's passing, and of course it's done in his memory. And today, the 11th of Sivan, is the yard site, the third yard site, the third anniversary on the Hebrew calendar of Mayor Weingarten's passing 3 years ago. On Friday night, the 11th of Sivan, he left us. And we have not been the same since, although we have tried to move forward with his amazing initiatives and with the inspiration he gave us in terms of our connection to Israel, especially. And that's why, as I said earlier, during these times, boy, we miss him, but we miss him more than ever, with Israel going through the challenges of today, and especially with the state of Israel and its families going through the horrors of the last 48 hours, with the number of soldiers who were killed in separate episodes. With all this in mind, and remembering Mayor Weingarten, we bring on Rabbi Benji Kramer, who again at 9 o'clock this morning is going to be featuring Meir Mi Lim, which is done in memory of Mayor. And he no doubt has some thoughts today on this 11th of Sivan. Rabbi Benji Kramer, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. Thank you.
I don't think there's a better way to say it than anybody who's familiar, anybody in this audience who was even somewhat familiar with Mayor's contribution to what we do here, would have to admit that the connection we have to Israel and the incredible knowledge that we've gotten over the years regarding Israel, the way things work, the way things were, the way things are, even sometimes the way things will be, is to Mayor Weingarten's credit. So we remember him today and think of him especially in light of the fact that we are going through, and the Jewish people are going through, a unique months-long episode, which for us would have been probably easier to understand if he would have been here with us. Your thoughts today, Rabbi Benji Kramer?
So I think of him all the time, as you do, it's especially after this weekend, as you said, with 10 or really 8 in one episode and a few more, unfortunately, a little more up north. Mayor would go through every single one of the soldiers and discuss them a little bit and who they were. And I could hear his voice breaking as he's describing them and how great they were and how great the loss is.
We always discussed how we always lose our best, it seems, because they're all our best. And this was a point that, as you just mentioned, he would always emphasize going through the short history of these soldiers and their too short of a lifetime and the commitment that they made and the incredible impact that they had. Not just militarily, of course, but on their own families and communities and all of Am Yisrael.
Very true. Very, very true. It's been a very tough weekend. It's 12 soldiers over the weekend.
Yeah.
Were killed.
And lots of funerals going on, lots of families and communities in tremendous pain. And if you're feeling the pain outside of Israel, then it means you're a supporter and lover of Israel. We need to feel that pain, everybody. That's another thing that Mayor helped us do, was really relate to the joy when appropriate and to the pain when appropriate of what's going on with our beloved brothers and sisters in Israel. Today, the 11th of Sivan, is Mayor Weingarten's yard site, Mayor Nachum Ben David. So you've been able to, and I can't thank you enough for this, right, Kramer, you've been able to continue the Meir Mi Lim segment and bring more of the Hebrew language to this audience, which is so appreciated. Today, ironically, depending on the calculation, I've been told, you might be presenting your 100th Meir Mi Lim on Mayor's yard site.
So it depends how you count Meir Mi Lim. There are times that I've been on not at 9 o'clock Mondays. I think we're up to 96 or 97 of actual Meir Mi Lim, but there have been many other times that I presented ideas in Hebrew. in other words, the Yom Ha'atzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, or other occasions on the show that I didn't necessarily do on a Meir Milim Monday. But it's close to 100. I'm thinking of actually putting it together in some way and making it more accessible to people.
Oh, that would be amazing.
It's interesting how today, without giving away, of course, what I'm going to be presenting, today I entertain the possibility, and there's a whole debate on this, that maybe there's such a thing as a two-letter Shoresh.
Two-letter root.
Everyone, we were all brought up to believe that there's a three-letter root, which is definitely true. Question is there such a thing as a two-letter root? And the word I'm going to do today, ironically, is the word peresh or peresh shin, which has to do with explaining, which is what Meir really did so well to us, explain the Hebrew language and explain so much more to us, you know, and the word Perush has a Peresh in it, and Peresh comes up in a lot of words. Lahafrish is to separate. Perek is a paragraph, a chapter rather, which is a piece of a book. Lifrot is to change. Prat is a detail. All of these are separating things. Even Perach, Peresh words. Perach is the flower that opens. Lifror, perurim are crumbs where you take apart something. Lifrot is to knock down a wall, which is also taking apart something. And parad, lihafrid, to lihipared, to separate, which I couldn't help thinking. My son said, why don't you do perish dalid, lihipared? And I was thinking how we didn't really have a chance, lihipared. Sometimes people pass away slowly, and you have a chance to talk to them and to have a perspective on who they were to you, and we didn't really have a chance, lihipared, to separate from Meir. It was very sudden.
The preda was awful, and although we have to believe that for him was a bracha who's taken, you know, within seconds, of course, and so suddenly. But that was a very, and it didn't give us an opportunity really to tell him how much that he meant to us. Hopefully that's something that he has discovered since then. We, as believers, have to assume. So today it's Peresh Shin, Parash, Perush, Parasha, and of course so many of the other examples that Rabbi Kramer just mentioned, all in memory of Meir Weingarten, whose yard site is today, Meir Nachum Ben David, and a big Yasher Koach to those who are getting together in Israel, in Beit Shemesh, to visit Meir and at his grave site. That's happening, I believe, at 11 a.m. Eastern time this morning, if I'm not mistaken. 6 p.m. in Israel. Kol HaKavod, somebody who had, as we know, very limited family. Just in numbers, Meir had very limited family, but my gosh, did he have family and friends, of course, who were family, who insist on going today and making sure there's a minyan. We, of course, will never forget him, and today, the 11th of Sivan, is just a little bit of a different day for us than a regular day, for obvious reasons.
I think it says 6:30. I think it says 6:30 p.m. Israel time.
So 6:30, which means 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, and that's when they're going to be gathering in Israel in Beit Shemesh to honor Meir's memory. Rabbi Kramer, any other thoughts on this day?
Every moment of this war, every aspect of this war, both in terms of the loss that we were discussing, how many young and sometimes not so young soldiers were taken from us. But there are so many other aspects of the details. You had a brief conversation with Malcolm on Friday about the intricate details, things that could make a movie about extracting the saving, the hostages, the chatufim, as they say. And Meir would go through all those details for us, unpack them for us. And in terms of just how many, what's the right word? How many fronts that we have, the word I'm looking for, that we have in this war, and why they're significant, and how they're different, and how imminent the war in the North seems to be, and how difficult it is to have tens, not just tens of thousands, we're talking about 80,000. It sounds to me like more than tens of thousands, it's closer to 100,000 homeless people, refugees, Israeli Jewish refugees, both really in the North I'm talking about, but of course in the South as well. There's still people who haven't gone home, and they can't go home until something happens in the North. And something happening in the North, how difficult that is. And Mayor, again, would unpack how difficult and how what could happen. And it's all over the media. We have, you know, a lot of access, as Mayor always said. You know, I saw this on the Internet. I hear it's going to be big one day, right. The Internet.
He always said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then this, and then this morning's news, because it's not just the front and it's not just rescue operations that he gave us details, but even this morning's news of the war cabinet being dissolved, he would analyze the political situation for us and predict, yes, or at least analyze where this might be going, and you know, what the next move would be. He appreciated the diplomatic and political genius of the current prime minister, and always felt that there was a calculation behind every move.
Definitely,
and not just a calculation, but an effective calculation, I would say, because there's always, correct, a calculation. A political move everywhere in any country always has calculations, but the current prime minister has a habit of making the right move politically. So he would certainly be analyzing that with us this morning, that I could tell you.
He would quote many times. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. He would quote many times Colin Lipscomb, who is a commentator all over. He has his own podcasts, and he has a column in Ma'ariv. I sent you actually a column from him over the weekend. Colin Lipscomb really has a deep view of what's going on. And in this article, which Mayer would definitely quote on his Israel show at 9 o'clock this morning, He breaks down how many of us, and really most people in Israel, are ready to move on politically, and our politicians, just like the army people, have been resigning because they've taken responsibility. He really spelled out how we can't go on politically as we always did with the older politicians taking. We need people who are new to this, people who have a fresh look at politics and the concept of unity, real unity, you know, whether Gantz's separation was because there wasn't enough unity or he had other political ideas. And we all know that it's very complicated, but real unity in the government where people know that we have differences, but also know that we have a future, a common future that we have to fight for together and come up with new kinds of solutions together. He felt it could only happen if new blood comes in.
Yeah.
I'm hearing often from older soldiers who are fighting with newer soldiers, people who have a keen sense of obviously commitment because they're there fighting, but a keen sense of what the future of Israel really holds. And we've been reading about all these older 40, 50-year-olds who are fighting with 30-year-olds and even 40-year-olds who they feel those are the future leaders, and we need new leaders in many ways. He wrote.
I always try to channel Mayer when someone asks me any political question or any question regarding Israel. But in the last few months, whenever anybody asks me, who do you think the next prime minister of Israel will be? I always think of Mayer immediately. Like, what would he say? What would his answer be?
Right.
And is the one that I'm giving even close to what he would say. We remember Mayer Weingarten today. Our dear friend passed away on the 11th of Sivan 3 years ago. Today's his third Yahrzeit. Do something nice in his memory today, everybody, and especially thanks to those who came to his funeral 3 years ago. It was packed, even though, as I said, his family circle was relatively small, but his circle of family and friends was quite large, and a lot of people came to that funeral who had never met him because they appreciated what he had done for them through these airwaves all through the years, and that was very, very meaningful, made a tremendous Roshem, a tremendous impact on us. Right, Benji Kramer today.
I remember.
Yeah.
No, I remember your husband very well, and Rabbi Lichtstein, and It was just, I wasn't zochah to go to Israel with him, but it was all very, very meaningful. And Kol Achai, who sang it, Levi at his funeral in Israel, all of it, you know, comes back on this very meaningful day.
Yeah. All of it is right. Rabbi Benji Kramer, today at 9 o'clock with Meir Milim in honor of Meir Nachum Ben David, in honored memory of Meir Nachum Ben David, in memory of Meir Weingarten. Thank you, Rabbi Kramer. We should celebrate Smachot, good occasions, and we remember Meir fondly 3 years later on this 11th of Sivan. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.